We're so grateful that we can do a youth message every week. We don't have that many youth attending in person in church, but we have a few, and we always want to make sure that we have a youth message just in case some more show up. That's why we do a youth message, and as you heard me say many times before, sometimes we just need to take the gospel and get it down at a childlike level. And so if you ever been in church and you see me do a children's message, you'll notice I always get down on the floor with them when we ask them to come up and sit on the floor, because we need to be able to minister to children at their level. So I was thinking about fishing, and I was thinking about strange fishing. Now, what kind of strange fishing do you think about? Well, there's a fishing that you can do on the internet to get somebody to kind of get hooked on something that you want to sell. Or there's a fishing, like we think about fishing, like, you know, going down to the coast or out to the lake and fish. And that story in Luke chapter 5 talked about Jesus being a fisher helper, if you would, because Peter and John and all them were out on the lake and they couldn't catch anything. And then Jesus said to Peter, there's a boat over there. I want to get in it. Push me out and I want to talk to the people. And then after a while, he said to them, because they were fishermen, that, hey, go out there and take your boat and drop your nets. And then you'll catch some fish. And he said, Lord, what do you mean? We've been fishing all night and we didn't catch anything. But, okay, if you say so, I remember what you told them guys over there at the wedding at the Cana in Galilee, and they did it, and you turned water on the wine. So, whoop, hell we went. And guess what? They caught more fish than the boat could hold. So they called for the other boat to come out and help them, and both boats were filled to the brim with fish. And then he said to him, you know, I'm going to call you guys to be fisher of people or fishers of men. What did he mean about telling them that, teaching the disciples to go out and share God's love so that they could teach other people about Jesus? Well, that's what he's done for us. And those of us who accept Christ in our life, that's what we do. We're modern day disciples, just like I'm doing now, and reaching out and sharing to the young people. I think what Jesus meant when he talked to them about catching people, he didn't want them to catch people in a net. No, I think he wanted them to be disciples, Christ followers, if you would. But he also knew that Peter and John would understand him better if he told them that they were going to stop catching fish. Oh, that's what they did all their life. You're going to stop catching fish. Instead, you're going to start catching people. Well, I think Jesus would like to make fisher of people out of all of us, too. He wants us to be his disciples, to go and to look for ways to teach people about the wonderful thing that God can do for us. If people are going to learn about God, they must first be caught, right? You need to get their attention. So maybe next time you see a big net, you'll remember what Peter and James and John did by going fisher to become fisher of people. And then you will say, hey, let me tell you about Jesus and what Jesus has done in my life. Isn't that a wonderful thing to share God's love with others? Well, thank you for tuning in, and we're grateful that you're here today. And continue keeping on, and because God loves you, and he wants you to help others experience that same love.